indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good moment of silence, please, for us, Russia, Ukraine, everything that's going on in this world. It's overwhelming and very, very sad. Thank you.
The agenda that Al was so nice to prepare for us and send to us, I might let me see. The minutes, any changes, additions, deletions of any kind?
Motion to accept.
I have one slight little change. Under the Finance Committee, Al wrote that there was a comment from Glenn about we needed a, I believe, a cadet representative on CBOC, and that really should be a person from the Department of Education. Yeah. That's the only little change that I
saw. Okay.
Okay, motion to accept.
Other than
amended.
Motion by General, and second by Mr. Hill. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, we'll jump into the chair report. I have a few things to report. One is I sent out a couple different listings or list with names, information on us as board members, or termination as far as when we're expiring, our terms are expiring. So if there's any changes to it, any information needs to be updated whatsoever, if you let myself and Al know, and we'll adjust that accordingly. I also recently sent out the CBOC members, and I think what I'm going to do is add those people as maybe an amendment or a supplement to our list that we have. Everybody's names, everybody's contact information, and all that kind of good stuff. Okay. A little reminder, board members, this coming year, there's three of us that come off. Al, myself, and Bob come off this year. Next year, we have one coming off, and that is Heath. Okay. So that should be somewhat of a little bit of a reminder for us to start to look for some recruiting, some members to come aboard that we feel good about, and really to blend in to Mike and Dom as far as governance, and Jennifer, who's good enough to say she wouldn't be a part of that. We also probably should get a chairperson identified.
We did that.
Wonderful. Okay.
It's not me.
Okay.
I value my marriage.
Yeah. I had a comment to Heath a few minutes ago, and I'm like, can you tell me who the chairman is? Mr. Blake. Okay. Wonderful. Congrats. Thank you so much.
No problem.
So as that reminder, looking for recruit membership and things like that, I think it's really important to try to get that going because the annual meeting is going to be coming up in a couple, 3 months. And we're really fortunate last year to bring on two good members that I believe. And we're blessed to have that. And I hope you guys and girls get some good additions to our board. Okay. A little reminder that secretary and vice president will be two key people that we have to bring aboard. Heath will be stepping up to presidency, so we'll need a vice president and a secretary, and Al has been doing an incredible job for the last number of years.
Well, if Heath, your term expires in 23?
Yes.
Correct.
So would that only, so you'd be president only for 1 year?
1 year.
And a comment.
Okay.
He says, could we, and I'll leave it up to governors, change the bylaws? Because it would be wonderful if we could have a president for 2 years or more. But we could talk about that at some other date, and maybe the governance committee can think about that with legal guidance. Okay?
Yeah, I just can't believe it's been that long already.
But until Ken wrote that email, I was like, I had to go back and look. It was like 2016.
Yeah, damn. Okay. Earlier today, I sent out a document. That's a document that I get on a weekly basis from the director of charter schools, Ken Lissette. And I sent it out, and it's a long document, but I thought it would be good for you to see what happens, what's going on in the world of schools, charter schools, legislation, and things like that. And the bills that are out there, some of them are ridiculous, but they're out there to be voted on and passed or tabled or whatever. So something to take a look at, read at your convenience. We get that weekly. We meet every other week in person. Actually, we do virtual, but we're going to go in person. But it's, I think it's a great document. It gives you a good sense of what's happening out there. In that document, there's an update on COVID. And for the last year, I've been talking about COVID, how it's changing, and the uncertainty and so forth. And you see that document came out Friday. And today, right before noon, I got a notice from the governor dash the charter school people that the masking for schools is changing as of 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And the thing came out about 10:30, and they said, don't talk to anybody about it, so forth and so on. But I feel comfortable in talking about it now. And even Anthony mentioned when they sent the document out from the legislation, he indicated that about the mask situation. So I don't know what that does to us, for you guys who are here in the front line, but obviously it's another change. And I don't know where it's coming from, whether it's politicians, whether it's parents, you know, or a combination of all that. But tomorrow night, our schools will be able to be mask-free at 6 o'clock.
Tony, on that note, I got a notice from the judiciary, from the Supreme Court of Delaware, saying that all the judiciary has suspended the mask wearing inside all judicial buildings as well. And I think that the state of emergency is about to be lifted. So from that perspective, I think it's going to be spread wide throughout the state.
You know, it's weird, but last night on the news, apparently there was another outbreak in one of the countries, a severe outbreak. So, you know, I don't know where it's going. I don't think any of us know if it's going to come back or different strains are going to come back, but I don't think we're done with it. They keep changing on booster. When you get a fourth booster, the third one's not really that good, and all that craziness. So I don't know. I don't think the scientists know, so we sure as hell don't know. A couple things that we got today from Anthony. One is the golf outing, and a couple of us did respond back. So that's up again this year. It's been a great event. We've had incredible participation in it. So I know Mike responded, Jennifer responded, I responded. I'm not sure if Don responded, but in any case, we know, contact Anthony, Jeremy, Ken, whatever. And if you want to be in sponsorship or just in registration to be a player, let the guys know accordingly. Also, the Commandant report was lengthy today. Had a lot of good stuff on there. And you know, it's lengthy because we're doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I sit on this charter school committee leadership, and I at the end of it, every other week, I say, I say, what's going on? You know, what's going on? But thank God that we are active, and our enrollment certainly shows what we're doing. That's all I have. I'd be glad to comment about anything I spoke about. Or if not, we can go on to the Commandant's report.
I just have a question on the golf outing. Have we always just done one set of sponsorships? Is there, or do we?
No, there's actually, we used to do a different tiered kind of level of sponsorship. So we have a higher one that's for like main event sponsors. I sent you guys that one because that's what we did last year. But I'm happy to send you the other one. We'd love to have you. The other one's a $10,000 sponsorship, a $7,500, and I think it's a $5,000 sponsorship, which, you know, obviously it comes with more, and you're recognized more during the outing itself.
I think Whistler should do the
$10,000. What's that?
I think Whistler should do the
$10,000. I mean, it sounds good to me.
They just bought a bank.
I was thinking the other way. But
Oh, you were thinking, well, there's whole sponsors that you can do.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of curious. Do we give other people options outside of $3,000?
Usually when we're looking at like corporations, companies, right, we try and like that's the minimum, okay, that we try and go to. But yes, there are other options. So
okay.
You know, there are full sponsorships, and then there's just, if you want to do just less, we can do that as well.
Okay.
So, yes, sir.
You can put me down for $5,000 on that sponsorship.
Bob, you're the man. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, good.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much. And I'll send you the information of what that comes with and all okay. that. Thank you. That's awesome.
Okay. We're going to do the same as we did last year.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Now,
and you're doing the same as you did last year?
There was a thing about sponsorship. I think, did you do food or drink and I did the reverse? I did the other one? Was that the previous year?
No, the only time I do the food and the drink is the veteran.
The veterans bring me, yeah, that's the veteran.
Okay, all right.
I do the whatever sponsor.
Maybe I got it mixed up.
Yeah, I think
I did the same one that three.
You did this. Yeah, you've been doing the same. You've been doing the same one for the past few years.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so okay. We'll do the same.
Yep. Okay, I got it.
That's good. Appreciate everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Much appreciated. So I just want to touch on, I just want to start with what Tony was talking about with the email that he sent out from Kendall, because there was a lot of good information in there. Just a couple quick points on two of the pieces in there. One of them was Kendall's asking our parents to get a group of five parents together to kind of be the cheerleaders for charter schools, and it's kind of like, it's the why. Why did you pick a charter school? And then she wants to bring this information to the legislators and kind of push our agenda, which I think is a very good idea. So I'll be sending something out separate completely so it doesn't get lost in the big
yeah,
email.
Yeah.
And then push those parents towards Kendall, and then she'll take them from there as far as what she needs them to do. Another good point that she has in there, we do try and do this, is getting legislators, getting politicians out to the schools so that they can see firsthand DMA. Because a lot of times down there in Dover, it's just hearsay, really. They just go by what they hear, and if they hear, you know, oh, charters are bad and they're taking all our good kids and this and that, that's what they go with. But we've had several instances now where we've had people who maybe were not the biggest supporters of charter schools come see DMA firsthand, and then they had a real, you know, true experience of seeing our kids, understanding what the mission about the school is, and it definitely changes their feelings on charter schools and DMA. So I'm all for having representatives, you know, politicians come in, see DMA. You know, we'll give them the full first class treatment. We're not going to fake anything. I mean, what you see is what you get. But we will definitely, you know, provide them lunch, a breakfast, whatever time they want to be here. And truly show them DMA and what we're all about. So I think between that and the who or the why, I think are good things that she's doing. There was a bunch of other stuff in there as well, but I just wanted to touch on those two points. A little bit of bad news: we were not selected. Our application was not selected for Superstars in Education. They got back to us and they said sorry. They said it was good, but to keep trying. They said a lot of times they want to see persistency and, you know, are you going to reapply again, or just because you got told once, you know, no once. So we'll keep going for it, but unfortunately that's not going to be something that we have going into our 20th year.
Anthony, did they give you any feedback or why?
She said they'll send feedback, but I haven't gotten anything yet. So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, a little disappointing, but
yeah.
Sometimes you don't get what you want. The interview process for the class of 26 is complete. We put out 188 offers for 150 slots, and right now we're sitting at 100 confirmed applicants. So they have till March 18th. So where we are with the amount of confirmed yeses, that's about where we should be right now. We'll probably get into the waiting list. Usually when we send out about 185, we get about 100, between 125 to 135 yeses, and then we are able to dig into the waiting list and get the additional 15 kids that we need. So I'll keep you posted on that. Annual military inspection was last Thursday and Friday. It went exceedingly well, is really the only way I can put it. Based on the fact that we have a new senior naval sergeant instructor, ROTC has been choppy this year, you know, with instructors, you know, in and out the door. So for this group to be able to put that all together, and Frank King really was kind of the, if you know Master Chief King, give him a pat on the back. He definitely was the one quarterbacking the whole thing, did all the heavy lifting and making sure that Warrant Officer Rush, you know, didn't fall on his face on this thing. So he did an excellent job. And really, just the whole department really chipped in, and it showed during the inspection. Our Captain Farrell, who was the inspecting officer, was, I mean, you know, extremely impressed with the cadets, their demeanor, their character, the way they handled themselves. So the inspection went really well. So that's a good thing. It's finished. It's behind us. And I'm sure Warrant Officer Rush now has a nice template there to understand how the process works from here. Interims for the third marking period, they went out today. So we are more than halfway through the year. We had a meeting, a Zoom meeting, a couple weeks ago, I guess it was, with myself, Tony, Dominic, and Mike in regard to the possible expansion of the facilities. And Mike was kind enough to put together a conceptual estimate based on really the but it was necessary and needed. So he really kind of took what that rendering was, that base rendering that we had, and kind of put some numbers to it. And I mean, the numbers were shocking. They really were. But this is the world that you guys live in, right? Mm-hmm. So, and he said, you know, it's probably within 10%, but I think when you tallied up all those numbers, weren't we somewhere in the neighborhood of 6?
Close to, we're a little bit over 6.
Yeah.
And
so,
that was out any land costs from here associated to it.
Yeah.
And no, you know.
So that's a tall order. I mean, if we're being honest, like, I mean, that'd be a lot to raise funds on. I was thinking more on the level of, I think we can raise $1 million. I don't know where we're gonna. I mean, that's just a huge number. But like I said to these guys today in the email, the good news is it's not a must-have, or you know, we can't continue to operate. Certainly, we always want to keep moving forward and providing you know the best education we can and experience for the kids. But that may not really, you know, based on those numbers, that may just be something that we're just not capable of doing. I still think that we should reach out to the foundations, try and, you know, continue to raise money, because the spot next door, which is truly, truly what we've wanted all along, who knows, maybe Marty comes around and, you know, that's a possibility to secure that other acreage. And at least if we had it and down the road, we could figure out what we're going to do. But I did want to say thank you to you guys for taking the time to have the meeting, and Mike, to your people at Wilson, I appreciate them putting that together. It was nice of them to do that.
So, short of the long, you're saying it's about the $6 million to do the plan of building up from
here? Yeah, 16,500 square feet.
Right.
And I mean, with Mike putting that together, yeah, when I made a comment, I thought maybe 150, 200 bucks a square foot makes it. Maybe double that, and it virtually came in at that. And to justify that kind of number, forget about tables, chairs, and all that stuff, the enrollment just would not justify, you know, the number of children you would have to pay the nut.
Yep.
And forget about the reserve we have, which is wonderful. And if we raised $1 million, we'd still probably be short $2-3 million.
Easy.
It's not in the cards right now.
So the estimate that we put together, and these guys went through some detail. I don't know if you
did.
And it came up to like 6.89. So they're a little conservative, you know, just the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, make it 6 for now, and that's like 12% less than where we're at. Yeah. You know, it's still a big number.
Yeah, that's a big number. A big number for a school. Like
this
that.
Was
yeah.
very detailed. This wasn't like 5 or 6 items.
No, I got you.
This was probably
they went
100 items.
They had it all on there for sure.
My wife loved trying to print that out. The spreadsheets and stuff. But good thinking, Mike.
So, I mean, and who knows? Maybe like down the road, costs start to come back down. I don't know, but right now it may not be tough to do. Yeah, no, it's not coming down. Once you got it up there, nobody brings it back down.
They usually don't come back.
Exactly, down. It's true. It's true. But anyhow, thank you for putting it together, and you know we'll figure something out. I mean, something will come along that we want to do. Spring sports started today. As you saw on the front page there, this kid's a stud, Tyler August. He won the 220-pound state championship, and he's also the state champion in baseball. He pitches, he's a wrestler, he's got the grades. He's like a five-star type of kid, so he should do really well. He's our first athlete to win two state championships in two different sports, so pretty cool.
Awesome.
Pretty cool.
Get his promise, not to punch him.
Yeah, doesn't it look like he's going to punch him in the face?
That's why.
Because it looks like he's going to hit him, but he's just celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
lots of testing begins in March, PSAT, SAT, AP event, you know, all the AP testing. That starts kind of in March and then throughout the rest of the year. And really, things really pick up now with events and, you know, ceremonies and things of that nature. So I will be sure to send you guys out all the additional information. If you can make it to one of them, I'd love to have you. We didn't have anybody out for the AMI just based on where we were with COVID at the time. It wasn't a full-on, you know, they did the troop the line, which is a lot different than a regimental formation outside, because they do it so early now. So next year we hope to make it a bigger deal and obviously invite our parents and the board out for that event. As Tony mentioned, masking does end Tuesday at 6 p.m. I mean, our deal here at DMA will just be you don't have to wear the mask if you don't want to wear it. I mean, but if you're not comfortable not wearing a mask, then feel free to wear a mask. What we will enforce, though, is because kids will take the path of least resistance, if you're going to wear the mask, you're going to wear it exactly the proper way, or you won't wear the mask at all. Because a lot of kids just wear the mask to hide that they didn't shave for the day, or just a way of just avoiding whatever. They figure stuff out. But if they want to truly wear the mask because they're concerned about their health and their safety, then we will enforce the mask being up over the nose and wearing it the way it's supposed to be. Like, they won't be able to wear it just over their mouth or on their chin, which is what a lot of kids do at times. And lastly, we're holding Mental Health Awareness Day on March 22nd prior to PSAT and SAT testing. The kids like that day. It's just a day where we bring therapy dogs in, just kind of talk about mental health, let the dogs come into to the lunchroom, the classrooms. They get to pet the dogs. They love it. So that's the, you know, we have an event coming up there. But other than that, it's just kind of business as usual, like Tony mentioned. I know it's a lot of stuff that we put out in the Commandant's Corner, but, you know, again, most of it's all good information, and it, you know, I'd rather give our parents more information than less. And, you know, we just always welcome feedback from the parents or how can we help them make their 4 years of DMA better. And so far, so good. That's all I have.
Two questions, Jace.
Yes, sir.
Graduation, has the date been identified?
The date for graduation is Thursday, June 9th. It's a Thursday night at the Chase Center.
Chase Center, okay,
yes.
Cool. And just one other comment or question. The vaping notice that you sent out, can you give us a little update as far as how it was received and the difficulties that you're having with it?
Yeah, it was well received. I don't know if you guys, I think, Jen, you probably on my band app.
Mm-hmm.
But if you join my band app, I put out a lot of other information just, you know, regarding school highlights or school things going on there. And parents can comment on what you put out. They can either give you a thumbs up or I don't like that or whatever the case, or comment. So that message was well received. I think the parents are sick and tired of the vaping. They're dealing with it with their kids at home. And I also want them to realize that, you know, the school isn't here to fix all the problems that your kid, you know, you've had these kids for 14, 15, 16, 17 years. We just got them, you know, so not everything that they do wrong is because of, you know, you can't put the blame on DMA. Now, since that message went out, we've had zero, or we've caught zero kids doing it.
but kids are kids, and you know, sometimes they, you know, they'll roll the dice on stuff. But luckily, you know, knock on wood, we've had no issues since that message went out. Cool. I think especially through the upperclassmen, they don't want to lose their prom. And you know, they don't want to be sitting out on a 3-day suspension either, so.
Happy for them.
Yeah.
Because drugs is really a very difficult thing.
Oh.
You see, sometimes in our families and friends and relatives,
it's a
disaster.
Well, if you think about it, they've made it so easy for kids to get high now.
Good.
I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, you'd have to roll it up. It smelled, it had every, like, I mean, it was a whole process you had to go through. Now these kids, I mean, they hit a pen, they can blow the whatever a little bit into their sleeve. You don't know. I mean, you have no idea. You have no idea. So, you know, that's what the kids have access to now, which is, you know, back, we didn't have that. But that's where we are.
Good deal. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any question? Any other questions for Anthony? No? Okay. How about we move right into the treasurer's report? Glenn, please.
Yes. Thank you. I'll keep my comments brief. You should have had the received the January financial statements. Currently at 58% of the fiscal year. We received 7.1 million of revenue, which represents 91% compared to budget. Compared to last year, we were at 120%, but that was mainly due to the one-time grant that we received in the month of January of last year. So we're, you take that out, we're at basically the same percentages as what we were last year. Majority of the state and local revenue funds have been received, with the rest expected by fiscal year end. Expenditures were at 57%. For the 7 months ended versus 58% last year, so that's good. As previously mentioned in other board meetings, our capital expenditures has caused the building and land improvements line item to be over budget. However, expenses overall are in line with budget expectations, as most of our expense items are in line with projections. So nothing material, no unforeseen expenses coming. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I have just one question. It's not a sort of accounting or whatever, but I'm assuming that now with debt service being different, that we're seeing a little bit of a windfall or plus from previous debt service. Yeah, I don't know what that number would be, but obviously we have reduced the debt service.
Yeah, I believe it was up at 1.1 million.
How about
we're down to 800,
that to dollars? Yeah, how about dollars? Yeah, ballpark. And what we're saving versus our.
Like 200,000. Yeah.
Okay.
Was it 188 or
something
like that?
Yeah,
give or take. More about the budget, I guess that's. You mean debt service compared to previous years?
Yes, before we did the refi.
Gotcha.
Yeah, cool. Okay, no other questions or comments
questions,
for Glenn?
For approval of the January financial report?
I'll move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Hill, second by Mr. Vavlet. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Glenn, I think you might be still up on
finance. Finance committee.
We'll roll right into that.
Sure. We did have a meeting in February. Our next meeting is scheduled for March 7th. We also have our first CBOC meeting that is scheduled for March 22nd. So with our next board meeting being March 28th, we'll be able to relay how that first meeting went. But we do have a full committee of 7 members, and we'll be sending out an invitation for that meeting here soon. I believe after our finance committee, we'll probably do a little bit of a mock agenda and just to make sure we feel like we're on the same page as far as that thing goes.
I think you commented, I commented, Ken has put together a nice draft of, you know, what, how he sees it. And I think that mock, if you want to call it, meeting, I think we could look at that. And I think our first meeting on the 22nd with the full committee, I think that would be a good guide, introductions, and just go from there. Yeah. So I'd certainly appreciate your efforts.
No problem.
Very much so. Any other questions or comments for Glenn? No?
Thank you.
I don't think I need a motion for this, do I? No, for that. Okay. Kristen is not here, but Kristen gave me a report on her meeting that she had with Amy and Deb. If that's okay, instead of reading it, how about if I just send that to everyone tomorrow, and then she could give us a recap and pick up for the next meeting that she's going to have, if that's okay. Cool. Governance, Mr. Chairman.
As a chairman for all of 4 days, I think.
I start someplace.
But I think we identified that we need to find some new board members, so I'll be talking to you about some recommendations, or we'll get together and start that process.
Okay, sounds good.
Wonderful. Okay. Make sure you stay in line.
Any questions?
No. Give us the guidance.
You should.
Yeah. alumni.
So we've made a little bit of progress. In the documents that were sent around, there's a bio on all of the students from the MIS department that are working on our alumni project. I met with them today. I wasn't sure. Al had asked me if this was a meeting, a proposal to meet at 2:30 for everybody or just me, since I'm on the campus. They said, listen, let's just meet with me. We met in the conference room. They gave me their proposal. I sent it around tonight to everybody. They have some deliverables because it's connected to a class, so they had to provide me with the proposal. The dates in there are fluid to a certain extent. They are going to, and they sent me an email, they're going to research both paid and free database options for us to store alumni information. It's going to allow us to easily blast out emails to thousands of people in the future. Free options are limited, paid versions range in cost. Paid versions all have base cost and then increases the number of records in the database increase. When they give us our full proposal for what they plan to build, they intend to start with the free databases. They're going to give us a detail on how much those price points are, give us a recommendation on what they think is best to use. When they spoke with their professor, who I actually very friendly with, I sat down, I shared all the accolades with him. He was very impressed. He's actually their advisor for this project. He was really pleased with the proposal, but he said that we can't have them just do a Facebook or a LinkedIn type of database. It needs to be something that's more in depth, that we can actually learn to use, that they can teach us to use. So that's the baseline of their proposal. Because we have so many years of people to go back, and God willing and a little luck, we'll have so many more years in the future, that this will be robust enough to handle all the data that we're going to have in the future, as opposed to looking backwards. It's something that can keep going.
Quick question, speaking of future, is there a plan in place for these new classes, so like class of 2022, to hit them like on their way out the door or right out the door, so that we get them engaged right away?
Yep, so okay. That is one of the key requirements, and I'll just read it for you. The key requirements that they put in their proposal, and this is in your inboxes. The database must hold unlimited number of records. It must be efficient and user-friendly, because we need to be able to use it. The database must automatically add new records when alumni submit a contact information form, must have the ability to easily update old records, have a clean and unique design, and be able to provide information to the DMA alumni. So it will be a user-friendly interface that will help us capture in the future and send out mass kind of emails so that we can capture all of our alumni going forward. So it's a forward-looking project as opposed to a retroactive pull in the old people.
Right.
Good. I have 8 grandchildren, and now, for the last
I guess, 7 or 8 years, I've been getting grandparents solicitations, okay, from the school, certain schools, and we know who they are. So I don't know if there's another London Press or Tony Berglio's name to me, or one of our names as a grandparent for the children who are, that we can get information on, and or the future, because anything that they send, obviously, is money found, theoretically.
Sure.
And it certainly will help. And it's been going on for years and years and years.
That's great feedback. I'll bring it back to them. So in your inboxes is their proposal. It needs to be signed by somebody from the board. I'm happy to sign it if I get buy-in from everybody and I get the A-OK, you can sign this. But I suggested to them today, I need to submit this to the board. We need to all look at it. I believe they need to have it by next week. March 4th is the date they have on here. So we've got a week to take a look at it.
If it's okay with the board, maybe Anthony can, maybe I could take a look at it.
Please do.
And then maybe give you the authority to sign it if it's okay with the board. And if we need to vote on that, I'd like to suggest that that happens, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a motion? Second?
Second.
Wonderful. Okay, so if you get it to us, or if we already have it.
You have it in your inbox.
And then maybe us guys will talk tomorrow, Wednesday, and then circle back.
Cool.
What's that unlimited data?
I have absolutely no idea.
Big.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I guess it means you have a gazillion people in there.
I'm sorry?
It's a cloud.
They can follow the comments, too.
Yeah, okay, so it's in our inbox?
Yeah. It's in
our
inbox.
Yeah,
okay, how about maybe as a group, we circle back with any questions to Jen? And then, based on what you get feedback, if it's okay, circle back to me and say, we're good to go, if you guys want to carve me in, and then you have the authority to sign it for us.
Sounds
if
great.
You feel awkward doing that, then I'd be glad to sign it. But,
thank you. No, I'm fine
cool.
with signing it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think we were able to get back to, what, 2012 or
11? 12, I think, yeah.
So we were able to get back a pretty good ways.
That's pretty good.
So that was what we initially gave them was, here's where you can start. So, but it's a good group of, not kids, but young
You're
people.
Kids.
Yeah. Young people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your effort. It's a wonderful start.
Great.
And hopefully another 15, 20 years, we'll have a lot of people in there. Okay.
Great.
Cool. Diane.
Yes, sir.
Anything that you'd like to chat about?
Just being up to date. So our Friday lunch is our main PTA fundraiser, and we're definitely lacking for parent volunteers for Friday lunches. So we just keep kind of sending out blasts for that. So anybody has a free Friday afternoon, like to come serve some pizza? We'd love it. But we continue to be pretty successful. So I'm kind of second that as well. Our membership had a sudden surge, thank you, Commandant, for his band to app that one out, and his over 100 new members in the last week.
It was unbelievable.
Cool. Nice. That many?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You got some pool.
Nice.
which is great. Our one other activity we're going to have this year was Designer Bag Bingo. We have decided to postpone it. Just there are a few people that are starting to have it. They're not as successful events as in the past, so we're going to kind of table that for now and maybe possibly think about a fall event, and the idea of new parents coming in, it might be an opportunity for them to kind of socialize in that environment and kind of get to know about DMA, and that is our plan at this point. Our other committees continue with our staff appreciation. I think I've said before, we've gone from having 1 week of activities that we spread out throughout the year and have one each month on a smaller scale, a couple of big events in there. And I think that is pretty much all of it at this point.
I've seen Designer Bingo, whatever you want to call it, very, very successful at some schools and not so successful at other, you know, nonprofits or whatever the case may be. So mm-hmm. I think it depends who's setting it up and who's pushing it through. And any fundraising, I think you'll find, unless you persist, you don't get, you know,
got
to be really on it.
Yeah, so fortunately our budget came in with a healthy budget, and so we've been able to stay within that. We have a great chapter. Other hatch he wears over there.
Yeah.
So, that's
for us. Any questions for Diane? I'm not trying to get out of here early. I mean, the meeting's going well. Any old business to chat about? Any new business to chat about?
I do.
Wonderful.
So, you know, I didn't get a chance to talk to Anthony, but I had some outside commitments that just recently came up that's going to tie me up because I'm on a couple different boards, and I'm going to have to, this year, unfortunately, I'm going to have to rotate off at the end of my term in July.
Okay.
It's just because I can't, I'm just overcommitted at this point.
You know that's not possible, right? Once you're in, you're in. It's like the firm. Like, you gotta read
aren't
that
you Italian?
I'm still making observations. Too many Italians going off the board in 1 year.
That's not good.
I thought I was the godfather.
But I am sad about it because I really...
Dominic, thank you
so much. It was a hard decision for me to make.
Yeah. All right. So governance, we nominate secretary, vice president... And
we'll still keep you in the loop, though.
Well, I mean, I'll still do my supportive stuff that I would do.
So. If we get a job with it, with that convention
So, war coming off.
I know.
We've got some work to do.
Be able to knock these board meetings out in like 15 minutes.
I mean, I kind of wanted to give you time. I mean, I there was something that may change that, but I didn't want to wait another month in case it does. I mean, if I can wait another month to,
But just play it by ear. I mean, if something changes, it's not like we're going to hold you to it.
It's going to take us a month to get around.
You're going to get Tyler August to hold you down.
Right.
He won't punch you down.
Thank you.
But if give me till the next one, because I'm going to have some discussions between now and then.
Okay. We'll just erase the minutes.
All right, just some clear.
Next meeting
or next
term?
The next meeting. I'll know by the next meeting.
Okay, sure. So by March.
I didn't want to wait till you got too close because you're going to have to start finding.
What's this you stuff? You're part of that.
You got to find your replacement.
That's right.
Yeah, it was me.
That's important as our group.
Yeah, you got to train them. That's going to take at least 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
And Heath said something earlier that maybe, and I say maybe, if it gets to the 11th hour and we don't have four good candidates, our decision is, do we reduce the board down off of 11? Or possibly does Al and myself, think of still being on the board, but a different capacity, maybe just as a member, so we could cross that bridge in April or whatever. Okay, just a thought. Okay? But let's try to do some good recruiting.
So I did get it okay till I can. I didn't want you to rotate me right off.
I think well,
you get flagged when you find us.
You've notified us, but then when you officially say I'm done, then I think we need to vote on them, from what I remember.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Cool. And we probably should have it in writing, just to
see what they're working. I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up in case that.
Anything else to discuss tonight? I know Anthony was good enough to pick up pizza. It's there. Okay. If not, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Jennifer. Okay. And thanks for staying the entire meeting.
Oh, that's
okay. And Ken, Jen, did motion. Do I have a...